is London calling in the North American service of the BBC. In a few seconds, we shall be broadcasting a dispatch by the American war correspondent, George Hicks, of the Blue Network. Stand by for George Hicks.
We have yet to see a German plane over the amphibious convoy, which doesn't necessarily mean that we shan't see them before the attack is over. Our air support has been fine, and the loudspeakers call out almost constantly Spitfires on the fort, or Mustangs overhead, or B-17s passing on the starboard side. And as far as I know, no report has come in of attack by a Nazi sea craft onto the convoys.
Now it's almost black dark,
and you see the ships lying in all directions, just like black shadows on the gray sky. Some signaling out to sea, sheltered on the inside from the Germans' eyes, signaling with red lights, blinking code. There are four fires on the shore, looking like pinpoints, winking, smudged by smoke. Now planes are going overhead. That baby was plenty low. I think they just made the statement that no German planes have been seen, and I think there was the first one we've seen so far. He came very low, just cleared our stack, and as he passed, he let go a stream of tracer that did no harm. And then just as that happened, there was a burst of fire on the coast just off of us 5 miles. The bitch, you probably heard me. German planes have been in the sky now. The darkness is on us, and the tracers have been flying up. They seem to have withdrawn from them for the moment, but the plane that we just had come over our ship was the first Nazi we've seen so far. He took a pass at us and went on, and nothing particular happened. Our own ship has just gave its warning whistles, and now the flak is coming up in the sky in streamers from the warships behind us. The sparks seem to just float up in the sky, and we're too far away to hear their explosion. Heavy firing now just behind us, and anti-aircraft bursts in the sky, and bombs bursting on the shore and along in the convoys from the German planes that are beginning their first attack on the night of June 6th. Now the darkness has come on it. These planes you hear overhead now are the motors of the Nazis coming and going in the cloudy sky. Reverberation of bombs. Every once in a while you see a burst of fire from a bigger caliber on one of the warships firing up.
Black over there.
That was a bomb hit. Another one. And the tracer lines keep arcing up into the darkness. Very heavy fire now off our stern from warships in that area, fiery bursts, and the flak and steamer is going out in a diagonal slab.
It's right over our heads now. And bursting over our heads to the ship, from the ship to the side of it.
Now it's died down, blue white flak, right over our head.